Uncle Sam wants you, not for the military, for the Border Patrol. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has had a turnover problem for several years, but after September 11th, the problem intensified. This year, the dropout rate may top 20% at a time when homeland security concerns make the job more important than ever. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has more on efforts to reverse the drain.
Next week, a radio ad will hit the airwaves featuring an appeal by TV's Texas Ranger, Chuck Norris.
Each day, you go head-to-head with the most cunning smugglers in the world. You're often working outdoors and on your own, so initiative is rewarded.
It's a sexy spin for a spot on the front line of America's war on terrorism, but not everyone is impressed. Take Rich Pierce, vice president of the National Border Patrol Council and a patrol agent in Tampa, Florida.
When a person is recruited for the job, they're kind of fed a line that, you know, they'll show them a video that says, this is the job that you're hiring on for. And they'll show you guys riding horseback and riding ATVs out in the desert.
The daily reality, says Pierce, is somewhat different.
And they go out to a assigned spot along the fence or along the border, along the river, and they sit there all day long.
Dimitrios Papadimitriou of the Migration Policy Institute has little patience for such complaints. It's the job, he says, and boredom comes with it. But he echoes another key issue for border agents, saying they are underpaid compared to similar jobs elsewhere in government. And if that were not bad enough, Papadimitriou says the INS has become one of the favorite scapegoats in the post-September 11th blame game.
And if you work for an agency that has been targeted as a less than competent agency, once you have an opportunity to find something that makes more sense for you, you basically abandon ship.
This fiscal year, nearly as many Border Patrol agents have left as have been hired, stalling agency efforts to beef up its border presence. The current number of agents and immigration inspectors falls some 1,600 people short of what the INS budget allows. Ironically, one of the main reasons for the current exodus seems to be the government's own efforts to step up security on another front, commercial air travel. Sid Wallstreicher is with the INS Human Resources Department. He says half the agents leaving the INS are going to be air marshals at the new Transportation Security Administration.
They're looking to hire up quickly. What better place to hire than from the Border Patrol? They are the best trained. So if you were in their situation, where else would you go?
In fact, the well-funded Air Marshal Program has lured away officers from the Secret Service, the Park Service, and the U.S. Capitol Police. A number of agencies have requested pay increases to compete. Starting next week, INS Border Guards will get a congressionally approved $5,000 raise. The open question no one can answer is what effect the current turnover will have on border security. Many fear it could be significant. Waldstreicher says the agents leaving are among the most experienced. Meantime, he says the INS is doing what it can to attract agents and keep them. In order to fill the extra 744 Border Patrol jobs allotted this year, Wallstreicher estimates, given the current attrition rate, the INS will actually have to hire up to 3,000 new agents. His pitch includes an appeal to patriotism.
You know, duty to your country, you know, people more than ever saying, what can we do to help? And this is clearly one way.
Despite such appeals, Wallstreicher expects the INS to lose even more agents in the months ahead, meaning the recruitment drive is likely to go on.
Become a U.S. Border Patrol agent for your career, for your country.
Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.